We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Everyone, welcome to the Roto-Grinders Morning Grind Podcast. I'm your host, Stevie TPFL. It's Thursday. It's August 19th. It's 2021. We have four baseball games to talk about here on today's podcast. Sorry about not having the podcast out the night before. My computer was updating, and it was taking forever, so I went to sleep and decided that I'll just get up early and do the podcast today. With it only being four games, it won't be too long, and hopefully you can listen to it, maybe even on your lunch break. So let's jump in. Only four games, but this is a really good four-game slate. We got some bats to target. We have some good pitching to play. So it's kind of a fun four-game slate. We get started with Minnesota at New York. This game opened at 9. It's currently at 10.5. And the Yankees are a 270 favorite. We got Jameson Taillon going up against John Gant. We'll start with John Gant here. 6 xFIP on the season, 18% K rate, and almost a 16% walk rate. Gives up a lot of hard contact. And really just not someone that I like here. He is a little bit better against righties, which helps him. But with Rizzo and Gallo in this lineup now, it's just a really tough spot for right-handed pitching. And, I mean, the price tags on these guys make them phenomenal plays, and we'll get to that in a minute. On the Twins side of things, and by the Twins side of things, I mean Jameson Taillon here. Taillon again, big xFIP, decent strikeout rate at 23% on the season. I think this is an okay spot for a four-game slate. If it was like a 10-game slate, I don't think I'd have a lot of interest in Jameson Taillon. The thing is, when you're looking at this lineup overall, there are four guys with big strikeout rates, and then the rest of the lineup is not very big strikeout rates. So, I mean, Rooker, Garver, Sano, and Cave give you upside, but the rest of this lineup really doesn't strike out a lot. They walk a lot. So I definitely am concerned about playing Taillon, but on a four-game slate, I think he is someone that you could look at in tournaments here. Don't hate it. As far as the Twins bats go, this game has a high total. Like I said, it opened at 9, and it's at 10.5 right now. So Vegas and a lot of people are expecting a lot of runs in this game. It has the highest total on the slate. And I mean, I think the Twins are very much in play here, especially looking at these prices. Every one of the Twins bats is under 4K today. Every one of the Twins bats is under 3,700 today. So I think this is a great spot to look at the Twins. Kepler, Donaldson, Polanco, Rooker, Garver. And like, even if you want like tournament upside, you can go Sano. He's at 2,800. So really like the bats in this game as a whole, but I like the Minnesota side just as much as I like the Yankee side. As far as the Yankees go, I love Gallo and Rizzo. I think they're two of the top plays on the slate. I think this is a good spot to target potentially both of these guys. So looking at the Yankees, outside of those two guys, I mean, if you're going to play those guys, I think you look at Judge, you look at Stanton, and then you kind of round it out with maybe like a LeMahieu or Dor. Up next, we have Miami at Cincinnati. 7.5 total in this game. The Reds are a 235 favorites. We have Thompson against Castillo. We'll start here with Zach Thompson. I mean, not a good ballpark for Zach Thompson. Guy gives up a lot of hard contact, doesn't generate a ton of ground balls. So obviously worried about him going from Miami to Cincinnati against this offense that is really starting to get healthy. I just don't think this is a spot that I would play a lot of him if I was going to play him. He's had a couple good games this season, but I think this is a spot that I'm going to target him more than play him. On the other side, Luis Castillo, you know, one of the top three pitchers on the slate, 23% K rate on the season. The Miami lineup, the bottom of the order is really bad, but even the top of the order strikes out a lot. They only have two guys under 20% against right-handed pitching this season overall. So I really like this spot for Luis Castillo, 8,500. I mean, he's boom or bust, it seems like right now, but the fact that he's been pitching a lot better since the All-Star break, only really one blow-up game, definitely makes me more interested in him. As far as the Miami bats go, Luis Castillo gives up a lot of home runs, so I think like taking a one-off on like Jazz or maybe even like a Sanchez or a Jesus Aguilar, one of those guys that have the power to hit a home run is kind of what you're looking at here for one-offs for Miami. I don't think I'd stack them. I mean, you can, especially with Luis Castillo being chalk. And, I mean, he does give up runs. He strikes out people, but he does give up runs. He does give up home runs. So, I mean, if you want to take a three-man stack of like Jazz, Jesus, and Sanchez, I'm not going to talk you off of it. But I mean, I think Jazz is really, really in play here. And you could even potentially play Jazz and Castillo on the same team. It's a four-game slate. You don't have to go. I mean, that's just one way to potentially get different if you're playing Luis Castillo. As far as the Reds go, Thompson has really struggled with lefties this season. So I have a ton of interest in Votto and Moustakas. If I'm going to play those guys, I'm definitely going to have some Castillo, Farmer, India in there. Nyquan as well. He gives up a lot of hard contact, like I said. And the fact that not only does he give up a lot of hard contact, he's getting a terrible ballpark shift going from Miami to Cincinnati. So I really like the Reds here. They're definitely a team that I'd look to stack here on this four-game slate. They're one of the offenses that you could potentially stack here to get different from the Twins and the Yankees. Milwaukee at St. Louis. We got Woodruff and Lester. This game currently at an 8 total. And the Brewers are a minus 215 favorite here. Woodruff. I think Woodruff's the top pitcher on the slate. I don't think it's like a secret or anything crazy. This dude has a 30% K rate on the season, facing a very right-handed heavy team. He's very good against right-handed hitters. So I think a lot of people will play Woodruff today, especially at this price. Coming off of a rest start against the Cubs. But, yeah, I think I do think that this is a good spot. And, I mean, hopefully the leg thing is not a problem. And I think he'll get 100 pitches here. I think he'll go 20-plus. I don't think he's going to go out and dominate this offense. But I do think he'll go out and pitch well enough on a four-game slate to outscore most. And the pricing's a little soft on this slate just overall. John Lester on the other side of this game. I mean, I don't have any interest in John Lester. 5.5 xFIP, only a 13% K rate on the season, walking 9% of people, really struggling with righties. And there's enough righties in this lineup that I'm not playing John Lester today. The Milwaukee Bats, I mean, I like Adamas a lot. I think he's a phenomenal tournament play. He's a big strikeout guy, especially against lefties, but he hits the ball in the air a ton and he has a lot of power, makes a lot of hard contact against lefties. Lester's not going to go out and blow the ball by anybody. Like I said, he has a 13% K rate on the season. I think this is a great spot for Adamas. I think he'll be very low owned potentially because of his price tag. He's one guy that you could potentially get different with on the slate. Garcia, obviously in play. I mean, I don't mind Escobar. Not usually typically a big upside play. Pena at catcher is someone you could potentially look at here. But I think Milwaukee, with them being so expensive, just comes in a little lower owned today because of the pricing. So I think Pena, Garcia, and like I said, Adamas are my favorites. And then if you want to make it a 4 or 5 man, I think you just kind of piece together around those guys against Lester. Much more interested in either a one-off or a mini stack for Milwaukee. As far as St. Louis goes, I expect Woodruff to be pretty popular here. I don't think a lot of people are going to be targeting him. I mean, they have potential to make a lot of contact against Woodruff. So if BABIP goes their way, the problem is the Milwaukee bullpen is just so good too. And it's a 4-game slate that I don't think I'd stack St. Louis, maybe O'Neill, Arenado, Goldschmidt. But I don't know. I don't know if I'd stack it. I think I'd just play one-offs of this team and kind of just hope to get that home run if there's a potential home run there. So we'll see, though. Moving on, we got the Mets and the Dodgers, 8 total. And the Dodgers are a 170 favorite. We got Walker Buehler going up against Tajon Walker. Just finish this out here. Tajon Walker, I mean, it's a righty against the Dodgers. I don't have to even look at this spot. I don't really have a ton of interest here. This lineup is just top to bottom really strong. When you got Cody Bellinger hitting like 6 every day, you just know how deep this lineup is. The fact that they were able to add a couple pieces here, it just has made this lineup so good. It's so hard to take right-handed pitchers against this team. Walker Buehler, I think he's in play. I think that like if you're looking to potentially get different, he's someone you can look at just because his price tag is so high. He just put up almost 30 fantasy points against this team last outing. He struck out 10 of these guys. The lineup's not great. They're ice cold. I mean, you always worry about like Pete Alonso and Conforto, but overall the lineup is struggling here. So They're dealing with some injuries as well. So I think that if you want to get different on this slate and take a shot on Walker Buehler, he's a good pivot off of Woodruff or Castillo. I think those are the three pitchers that most people will target on this slate. So the fact that Buehler is 10-6 and Woodruff is 9-2 and Castillo is 8-5 already makes Buehler potentially lower owned. So I think this is a good spot. I think you want to target Buehler to be different. As far as bats go, I don't really have a ton of interest in the Mets. If I was going to play anybody, it'd be Pete Alonso. But I don't usually one off first basemans. And on the other side, the Dodgers, I think they're another stack that you look at to get different off the Twins and the Yankees. If I'm not stacking the Twins or Yankees, I'm looking at the Reds or the Dodgers here. Muncy, Seager, Smith, Turner. Turner times two. Yeah, I think top to bottom, you could really play any of the Dodgers bats in the spot. Walker does start walking people, starts getting some runners on base, and all it takes is a couple big hits, and you're off to the races. All right, morning grind game, and then we'll get out of here, get this thing posted so you guys can listen to it in the morning here. We don't have a ton of options. Under 8K to get six or more strikeouts today. I think it goes Zach Thompson. I don't think any of these guys get more than six strikeouts today. Over 8K to score under 15. I don't think any of these guys score under 15. If I had to pick one of the three, I'd say Castillo, I guess. But I think all three of these guys get over 15. Over 4K to hit a home run. Give me Willy Adames to be different. Under 4K to get two hits. I gotta go Rizzo, man. Rizzo's price is just way too cheap on the slate. Stack to score six or more runs. Give me the Twins to be different. And then, it's kind of it. So we'll be back tomorrow. A lot of baseball to talk about tomorrow. So excited that we're in full swing here. Playoffs are coming right up. Like, they're right there. It's crazy that the baseball playoffs are right there. Football season's coming up. We'll be back tomorrow with Will talking more baseball. Hope everyone has an awesome day. Make sure you're doing some best balls and checking out the Spike Week over there. And, that's it. Good luck, everyone. We'll see you guys again tomorrow.